Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Is it supposed to be recording, Rob?
It doesn't have to because it auto records.
Okay, it auto records, Riggins.
Okay.
Mind your business.
All right. Sorry I brought it up.
Ace isn't here. He's what is he doing? Oh, he's speaking to a prison Bible study today.
And then giving blood.
Yeah, selling blood.
Having blood drawn.
No, that's his side hustle. Selling blood.
That's why he's so pale.
You know, they used to pay you for blood. Now I think they give you a Visa gift card now.
Now they give you places. Now you gotta give them plasma. You don't just give them the regular blood.
I know, they can just take it and do whatever they want to do with it. Plasma.
Yeah. I didn't even know you got paid for blood.
Used to, yeah. People would do that. They'd be, you know, I need some money, I'm gonna go sell a pint of blood, and they would have to limit it. You can only do it so often. Because people be down there, you know, every day trying to sell blood.
Just passing out.
Yeah.
What could you get for giving blood?
I don't know. $20 a pint, $10 a pint. I'm not sure. I just know they used to talk about it on TV all the time.
Making money from giving blood.
Mm-hmm. So he ain't, the only job he ever had was selling blood.
Dang. Tough times.
But then, yeah, they would give you more for plasma, I think, was the thing. I think Ace is actually, when he was in college, I think he sold blood.
Hmm.
Is getting plasma from someone harder than getting blood? I don't know if it's, is it the same thing?
I don't know. I know that bone marrow donating is bad business. He said that hurts.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And, but I don't think you get paid for it, do you?
No, I don't think so. My brother had that.
Yeah. I did. I think the only time I've ever donated blood was, because Ace always calls it when you have blood tests done. He calls that giving blood, but it's not. It's not giving blood. It's, you know, blood tests, lab work. But to go down and donate a pint of blood, anytime they would come to the school or anything, you know, they used to have the blood mobile come to school. And you know, my school was bad. Somebody stole the damn blood mobile.
Oh no!
Yeah. Actually, was taking kids home in it. The blood bus. No, but I had always, they'd say, have you had a cold in the last whatever time? And I would say, yeah, because I had. And they would say, well, you can't donate. Because I was wanting that. First, I was wanting some time out of class. You get an hour away from class, and then I wanted a free Snicker bar.
Yeah. I remember that, being jealous of those kids. Like, oh, you got to hang out in the gym, you know, mm-hmm. for an hour and a half, hour, get out of class to do it.
But I did it not long ago. Jody and I went and did it, and then. But it wasn't the Red Cross. It was a different company. Yeah. It was
Jerry's.
Like Ed's.
Yeah.
Ed's blood truck.
What were y'all giving blood for? Was it for an event? Something happened? Or you just needed had some time to kill?
No, there was something going on. There had been a disaster or something. I can't remember. And, you know, they always say that, even if there hasn't been a disaster.
They'll just make one up.
Mm-hmm. And like, I hadn't heard about this disaster. Oh, yeah. 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 It was in Eastern North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to people in Eastern North Carolina all the time. They ain't say anything about a typhoon.
they tried to get, mm-hmm. me to donate blood in high school, but when I sat down, my heart rate was too high.
Really?
Yeah. Scared. Were you scared because you were actually talking to people and they were touching you?
I wasn't as bad back then.
Was that when you had your blonde tips?
Oh, yeah.
Your frosted tips.
Like no beard either. Couldn't even grow one then in high school.
Really? Mm. Oh, what a wuss.
I know.
Rob's got the strongest beard of anybody I know now. So you figured it out.
Well, I think TJ could beat the hell out of me with one if he let it grow, but.
Yeah, it'd look like a damn Robertson.
I've never seen it.
Is yours like a day worth of stubble right now?
No, I trim it down. Okay. I have to trim it down about, you know, 2 or 3 times a week for, yep. You know. But to grow stubble is a day of where you can actually, I could shave it into a beard line after a day. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would it be gray if you grew it all out?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, more and more every day.
Yeah.
Are you hairy all over the rest of your body, Riggins?
No, particularly. Really.
But you have a pretty strong beard.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad's like, he's got like no hair on his legs. His mm-hmm. arms are not really hairy. Yeah, and I just never got, but I do have good, I think I've got okay facial hair.
Do you trim it often? But you just keep the
goatee area? Not really, but once every 2 weeks, okay. Once a week.
Yeah, I got crazy body hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It takes about 3 people to get me clean. With that Manscaped. That's why I got so many Manscaped trimmers. It's not, you know, being a spokesperson. It's because I need it for all of the hired hands. Yeah. Yeah, the manscaping crew that I have.
You're kidding.
When I
the day laborers. I drive them and say, hey, I need 3. And jump in the back of the truck.
I posted that Manscaped video that we were talking about the other day when we were asking
Wizard
Rob.
Hair?
Yeah, when Rob was like, I got a bunch of ear hair. I need that ear hair trimmer. And Alexis was like, I feel like wizards have ear hair. Dumb. But he said that's a sign of getting older. So I like went home and looked. I was like, do I have ear? That I just didn't notice, but I didn't. I don't know. Where does it grow out? From the inside of your ear?
And out? I can feel it on the whatever this nub here is called. Mm-hmm. I can feel it on there most often.
Really?
You remember when you got your nose hair waxed, Riggins?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because I was getting my eyebrows waxed at the time. She was like, you want me to do your nose too? I was like, oh gosh, do I need that? Mm-hmm. I mean, most... You can do it. It doesn't hurt that at all. And it was way less painful than doing my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I was just like petrified. I was like, do not over wax my eyebrows, please. The one time I ever did it. Mm.
I tried to do that nose thing at home and I messed it up because I did both nostrils at the same time.
Oh God.
I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm kidding.
They stick like the whole popsicle stick up your nose and then you're 1, 2, 3 and you will be floored what comes out of there. It's so gross. Yeah.
It looks like a possum.
Yeah.
Come out of your nose.
It does.
You breathe a little better after
you
that?
Do. Mm. You really do, and you can feel a difference. Highly recommend doing that.
Would you have your butt waxed?
No.
No. No. I'm talking about the buttocks, not the noose, yeah.
My butt cheeks are not very hairy.
Let me see. Let's
see. It's just the cheek. It doesn't matter.
No. I mean, you can show that at the beach.
Yeah.
Men can wear thongs in public, right? And it's legal. They just don't put, you just can't put them on backwards.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Speedo.
I made that mistake once.
Yeah. Speedos are just not popular here. I feel like everywhere else people wear Speedos.
No, I'm talking about thong. Like man thongs. Like women can wear those.
Right.
But what women's bikini bottoms, can they do the full, like a G-string out in public, or does it have to cover a little more of the butt than that?
I don't know.
Like can you go out with just full on cheeks and one string up your butt?
It seems that way.
Yeah. And, you know, women out with their, you know, a day at the beach with their kids and their kid, you know, they have sons that are like middle school age and mom's running around with her whole ass showing in the bikini.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Can you imagine your mom doing that?
No. I cannot.
No. But what I want to know what the kids are thinking though.
I don't know.
Thank God I have never seen my mom's ass. I mean,
thank you, God.
I praise the Lord every night.
Thank God.
I don't think that a little boy past the age of, say, five or six should be seeing his mom's ass, whether it's in public or private.
Sure.
What? So going to the pool. Mom, can you take us to the pool today in the neighborhood? Sure. Let me get my swimsuit on. And mom comes out and her whole ass is exposed. I say, never mind.
Yeah.
I'll get under the hose in the yard if I want to cool off. I'm not going to the pool with you, just ass hanging out.
Thank God I've never seen my mom's ass. Yeah. That's so true.
And if I did, it was before I could form memories.
Yeah. Well, it's like that story you were talking about the other day where the woman asked if it was all right to put up her boudoir photos in her bedroom. And there was a woman that commented. She goes, I think it's totally fine. I've got boudoir photos all around the house. And my teenage daughter thinks I look beautiful. I'm like, well, you're an idiot. And you have like zero class. I think it's just repulsive. I really do.
Yeah, but because, I mean, who's coming over to visit?
Yeah.
Right. You know, what if the preacher stops by?
Right.
You know, especially if you're Baptist. Baptist people from the church will, I mean, they're famous for just popping over and not letting anybody in. Because they know if they call ahead of time, people will pretend like they're not home.
Yeah.
So they go over there. You visit a Baptist church on Sunday morning, by Sunday afternoon, there's a committee over there.
Yeah.
Any questions? You're like, hey, yeah. How, what made you think it was cool to come over here?
Unannounced. Yeah, really. That's great. Yeah, yeah. I just think that's nuts. You don't want to see your parents naked.
No.
Mom, especially.
Well, I mean, if you're a girl, it's a little different, you know, to see your mom, you know, changing clothes or whatever, than if you're a boy seeing your mom.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen either of my parents naked, thankfully, but it would be traumatizing.
But, you know, women have those, you know, different things that they confide in each other with and that they share as far as female things, you know? So that's a little different. Yeah. But, you know, if my mom said, hey, will you look and see? I think a spider bit my ass. Will you look at that? I'd say, Mama, no. I'd say, Jody, Mama needs you to check a spider bite on her ass.
Holy cow. Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
I mean, you know, even when my mom was young, I'm fourth grade, and I love going to the pool.
Yeah.
She said, come on, I'm going to take you to the pool. I'm going to take you to the lake. Get your brother. We're going. And she gets to the lake and takes off her cover up, and her whole ass is showing in her swimsuit. I'd be like, oh, way to ruin it.
Goodness gracious, Mom.
Not again, Mama.
Yeah.
Now, if you're put yourself in the position of, I mean, because there are a lot of little boys who deal with this because their mamas, you know, want to wear swimsuits with their asses out.
Yeah.
And they have to deal with it. There's my mom. There's her ass. Everybody's looking at my mom's ass. And I'm having to as well. Yeah. Would it be worse? Would it be better or worse if your mom is hot? Or if she's really pretty and all, rather than being frumpy old, you know, mom that you know, that your friends wouldn't tease you about and go, hey, your mom's hot.
Old and frumpy is worse.
It's worse.
Yeah. Because you're still dealing with the same scenario. Your mom's ass is out. But I guess if you want people saying your mom's hot versus your mom's ugly, you prefer them say your mom's hot.
But you don't think, though, if she's ugly that they just wouldn't even pay attention?
No.
No, they pay more attention.
Could pay more attention. If you take a picture, I think it's way worse. If she's ugly, no one will even notice. Holy crap. You're that old witch. Well, ass out. Oh, that's awful. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's all bad. It's all bad. Hey, if you are offended by what we're saying here, and you want to counterpoint it, send us a DM on social media. Maybe we're not seeing something. You know, maybe we're being short-sighted in the whole thing. You know, if you're a mom who you wears ass out swimsuits with your little boys around.
Yeah, we're not seeing something. Pool. It's mom's butthole. That's for sure.
All right, we got more coming up.
Funnier than your average podcast. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenics. Find out more about Neogenics at acetj.com/neogenics. More Extra Funny Podcast next.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know I love Omaha Steaks, and they got something brand new that you are going to love as well. Omaha Steaks, all new Smash Burgers. That's right, they're made from 100% extra aged beef, and because they come from Omaha, you know they're top quality and delicious. 16 of them free in the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. So yes, all of the other top quality products that are second to none from Omaha Steaks and Smash Burgers. 16 free with the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. See site for details.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Media Center at tjriggins.com and watch the TJ and Riggins Show, Extra Funny, and new playlists. TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Get that amazing 41% off deal that TJ has at our deals page using code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Ace TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your Extra Funny secret word for Tuesday, September 26th. Berries. Again, that secret word is berries. If you're not a member of Ace TJ Prime yet, go to our app and join today, or go to acetj.com/prime.
They picked the right person to talk about this. Hangovers are the worst, but I don't get hangovers anymore. Not because I don't enjoy an occasional cocktail every once in a while, but because I've discovered Liqueur. It's a drinking gummy to help you stay in good spirits after a few good spirits. See? Loaded with electrolytes, B vitamins to avoid fatigue, ginger root to fight nausea, and DHM to support your liver and alcohol metabolism. Save 15% on Liqueur gummies by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and using promo code TJ at checkout. Say so long to hangovers with Liqueur drinking gummies.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
More than just a little funny, more than just average funny, this is Extra Funny. It's the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
You know, we're a pretty, I guess it's safe to say, we're a pretty cynical bunch around here. Would you say, Riggins?
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you are cynical and somebody that you run across or that you know is really genuinely nice, it could either go, you know, one of two ways. It could either make you stop and go, oh, man, I need to improve myself. Or it could make you go, please. That's some dumb shit, you know.
Yeah.
You know, mine and my wife's friend, Jill, mm-hmm. whose office is right next door here, she owns that purse company called Tucker Tweed, those fancy designer purses and all. She's one of those, like, so nice that you want to go, come on. Like, if you don't know her, you're like, is that real? And it is. Because yesterday, she was walking in her neighborhood for, you know, a little morning walk. And a stray kitten came out of the bushes. And she picked it up. And it was, you know, you could tell it was scared and hungry and whatever. Took it home, fed it and all. Took it to the vet. Had the vet check to see if it was microchipped, and it wasn't. Went on and had the cat dewormed or whatever you do. Paid for all that. Mm-hmm. Had it, you know, paid for a vet visit. Had it all, you know, clean bill of health, the shots, whatever it had to have. And then took it home and put it on Facebook that I'm trying to find a loving home for this little fella and told the story about it. I've already had this, this, and this done. And this was the same day. She found it that morning, took it immediately. And I'm allergic to cats, or I would keep it. So she's walking around with a cat that she's allergic to. Just to try to find it a good home, and you know, and people can say, you know, here you got, I already got everything. It's this, the starter kit is done. Go ahead. Just because she found it walking.
That's so sweet. No. Well, she's got a soft spot for animals, too. I mean, that Tucker tweet is like, you know, she's into horses and things like that.
Yeah, but I mean, she's like that with everything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, I'd have been like, man, I hate it for this cat. Somebody should go get it.
Hey, y'all. Hey. What's up, Facebook?
I might be like, what's up, Facebook? There's a kitten. Somebody need to go get that.
Cat damn scared me coming out of a bush. What's up, Facebook?
If I did take it to the vet to see if it had a chip in it, and they said no, I'd be like, oh, damn. So can y'all find a home for that?
What's step two? What do we do now?
Like, I ain't paying for no damn shots.
Yeah. Jody would not like that, you bringing a cat in the house.
Oh, no.
That would not fly.
No.
But I think you would.
I would.
You would not be able to just turn your back on a stray animal and keep walking.
Probably not, no. Mm-mm. Especially a baby one.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be paying for shots on it.
No, I don't think you would. But he would at least make sure it was safe. I think Jody would do the same thing. She just wouldn't want to take it in the house.
Yeah. I'd be like, I want to make sure that it's safely across the road. Trying to cross the road, I'll help it.
Where all those coyotes live.
And it was a black cat on top of that.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those have a harder time being adopted.
I know, because they're wicked and bad luck.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she's great. She's a doll.
Yeah. But it is one of those situations where you're like, it's kind of the reason why people gave Tim Tebow such a hard time, because he showed them he lived in a way that showed them their weaknesses.
Maybe.
You know, like he lives the way you should be living if you're doing the right thing. So that's why people tear him down.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that anymore, though. I think he's gotten past that.
Yeah, he's pretty well liked.
Yeah,
I would say
he's a football pundit now, right? Like he
does the pregame. Yeah, analyst.
Yeah,
an analyst.
Yeah,
I'm sure he would love to be called that.
he's a football analyst for college football on the ESPN. It's ESPN.
He's got great hair.
Yeah,
he's got good. I mean, he's got he's a good looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he was a pundit. I think he was a quarterback, wasn't he?
You son of a bitch.
left-handed quarterback. He wasn't a pundit.
Most of those running quarterbacks tend to be left-handed quarterbacks, don't they?
Not necessarily.
I know Michael Vick was too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Two examples.
So obviously, that's the majority.
They're basically the same.
I mean, look at all of them. You got Michael Vick, Tim Tebow, and all the rest of them.
Tua. He's left-handed, too. I just found it.
But he's not a running quarterback.
He is a little bit. That's why he got hurt. I don't know.
Was Cam?
I don't think so.
Cam's right-handed. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just... that's just been on my mind since last night. I know she's bringing in something that she's allergic to. I think I'm too weak. You know, if I found a big bunch of penicillin somebody lost, I'd say, I'm allergic to penicillin.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
As much as you love animals, Riggins, if you were allergic to cats, it was going to have you sneezing and itching and whatever else cats do. Would you bring it in your house?
I don't know. I'm not allergic. I mean, I'm not a bitch and allergic to stuff. But I don't know. Yeah, is it real bad? Like, I mean, you can't breathe. I don't know. I guess it depends on how bad it was.
Yeah, I figure allergy symptoms and all.
Yeah, I would probably still try
that. You come in, you're like, eyes watering and all.
Oh, my God. But I know people that have allergic people in their house and they still have the animal.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's like, you can go get something to take for it and you're going to take that your rest of your life so you can have an animal. Yeah, that's crazy.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. But you see, that's where I see that the whole thing is bass ackwards, as they say. Because if they can make something that a human can take to keep it from being allergic to the animal, why don't they make the pill or the medicine for the animal to make it where it doesn't affect the people that's allergic to it?
Yeah, they did breeding for that. But
I know, but just be able, if you can take a pill that keeps you from getting sick by being around an animal, the animal should be the one taking the pill and not producing whatever it is that makes you sick. It's the food chain.
That's how the science needs to work. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah, that'd be some breakthrough stuff right there.
Yeah, all these scientists are worried about testing it on animals, though, so that's why they won't.
How do they make animal medicine?
I don't know. That's to save their lives. That's different.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is it really cruel to take a mouse and put hair gel on it, see how it works?
It's quite the hot take.
I don't know. I mean, seriously, no animal testing. I mean, them animals might be looking hot in there. They be, you know, got the hair gelled all up.
Look like damn Fonzie.
Did you see that pompadour he had?
Some, you know, streaks of red in it. Is that cruel? I think not.
I think it's cruel to not let them look the best they can.
Yeah, we don't do that here, though.
I know, it's weird. Can you imagine how much more confidence a little white lab mouse or rat would be with, you know, if you put mascara on them and the big long eyelashes?
No, I don't like that.
You talk about a makeup tutorial that I would watch.
Get ready with me.
Putting makeup on a rat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do, you know, those dog groomers that charge $1,000 for a cut where they make your dog look like a tiger.
Yeah.
And they color them orange and black and make the hair crazy. And they do it on a lot of poodles and doodles and stuff. To me, that looks way worse than doing a little bit of hair gel, a little dippy do on the top of the head.
But the one they always want to, you know, bring out when they're talking about cruelty free and all of that stuff is, like, that they just take hairspray and spray it in the eyes of monkeys or something.
Yeah.
That's how they test it, animal testing.
That's probably how they do it.
No.
How else would they do it?
They put it on their hair. It's fine.
Yeah, they just, you know, they get in there and
give them some spike volume.
Up monkey hair.
Give them some volume.
Yeah, come out there. You ever seen a monkey with a faux hawk?
No.
Man, looks good. I bet they're getting all the ladies.
No. Can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why.
It's ludicrous.
How is that considered cruel? And look, if you're going to start sending some links to stories about what they do in the extreme situations of testing makeup on animals and stuff like that, I don't need to see it.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Stop being so serious. See, that's the problem with animal rights people. They're too damn serious all the time. Come on. You know why? It's because they're always looking for moral authority. They're looking to become moral authorities over everybody. It's like, ooh, I don't even laugh at jokes about mice wearing lipstick. I'm better than you. Well, it's not funny. Shut up. It's funny as hell.
TJ was talking about a monkey with a faux hawk the other day.
You tell me it's not funny for somebody to pretend to be so dumb that they think that that's what animal testing means. Get out of here.
I assume that is what they mean. Mm-hmm. They're styling their hair with some like LA, LA style or whatever that shit was called.
Got to be
close.
Got bed head on them.
Yeah, that's how I picture it.
Wearing those big ass Crocs.
Yeah. Taking a gallon of that Tresemme and dumping it in their eyes. That's how I picture it.
Feeding it to them to make sure it doesn't kill them. Open your mouth.
That's how I pictured it.
That's because that's what they want you to picture.
Maybe.
Like you're just holding down a, you know, an animal and spraying silly string down his throat.
What was the big can of hairs? Aquanet. Just like prying their mouth. Oh my gosh. That's probably how they do it, though.
Yeah. And if it is, then I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
People need to calm down.
The only thing I can ever think about when we talk about hairspray is Ace in their office just bombing us out of there every time he needs to use it.
Turning his head upside down. He'd go all the way upside down. And shake it out. We finna have pictures, babe. Oh, my God.
What a scene that was. I tried to tell him the other day. I was like, your hair looks way better now. Because I saw some old pictures of when he was doing that. It looked crazy.
It's just all
spiked. I was like, it looks so much better now. It's like normal and not insane. He was like, oh, I disagree. I know you did.
One time he got his hair cut. Like Mason Gray. Were young. We were young. He got his hair cut into some kind of a different style. And Angie on our show at the time said, because, you know, she was ruthless. Sometimes I know you're just doing it in fun, but you're being a little hard on Ace. Calm down. She said his hair looked like Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. Down to Fraggle Rock.
Well, he was a good sport about it.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I never watched Fraggle Rock.
So yeah, she's right.
She is definitely right.
But no, this was a long time ago. You're saying now?
No.
Oh, back then.
Yeah, no, she's right. Oh. It kind of looked like Fraggle Rock. Mm. What was the other one? Like a Trolls doll. Troll doll.
Yeah, there's a character on there it's called Red Fraggle. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. It's got like...
Shut up, Red Fraggle. Don't let Alexis know that. She's going to be ruthless.
Yeah. There's more of the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show next.
The Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park is for all guests of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's a beautiful new hotel in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. It's got a modern design and floor-to-ceiling windows that showcase the beauty of the Queen City. We think you're going to love it because we definitely do. It's got two great restaurants and a fantastic bar and lounge, all while being surrounded by specialty boutiques, fun breweries, and historic landmarks. Oh, and they'll host your weddings, celebrations, and business meetings, too. Book your stay today at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
It's extra and funny. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenyx. Find out more at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Now, Ace and TJ.
Riggins, you like Sour Patch Kids, don't you?
Yeah.
And do you, Rob?
No.
No? I don't like them either because I'm not much on that type of candy. But if I knew eating Sour Patch Kids was going to help me with something, I would eat them like crazy. They've put out a list of things that Sour Patch Kids can help, like with cramps. If you get cramps, they said that Sour Patch Kids can help you because extremely sour foods trigger a specific set of receptors in your body that stop cramps. You know how I always say my go-to thing if I get cramps in my calves at night is pickle juice?
Pickle juice.
I keep pickle juice in the refrigerator all the time.
Citric acid. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Something really sour. But with pickle juice, it also puts sodium in your system because you get cramps from being dehydrated.
Right.
So I'll drink pickle juice and then slam a bottle of water and... you know, get hydrated quickly, and that sodium soaks it up, makes you retain water. Panic attacks. They say that if you feel a panic attack coming on, which everybody under 40 has those.
It's true.
You know, like, for example, when there are only parking spots available next to blue cars, you know, that'll trip some people out.
Yeah.
Or if the grocery store only has... you know, the shopping cart with a wheel that's messed up. You know, millennials, Gen Z, can't handle it. Ain't nothing that throws them off. Or if the app didn't work
right
to get their sandwich, you know, already when they get there to pick it up and they have to end up talking to somebody and saying, my sandwich isn't ready. Where's my sandwich? Here's my app that says that I bought it.
Sounds like you're targeting me right now.
But they say when you feel that coming on, Sour Patch Kids gives you an intense sensory experience, and that can break you out of your spiral, help ground you. So I guess your mind gets on, ooh, this is so sour and all that, then you stop panicking about, you know, seeing a jump rope in your dreams the night before. And tough workouts. They say when you finally make it to the gym, but you don't have the energy to keep going, the Sour Patch Kids give you a sugar rush. You wake you up, get you energized, you know, for the short time.
It's all the same thing. Get your mind off whatever you're dealing with. Stop thinking about yourself for a couple seconds.
Right. Mm-hmm. But when you put in a Sour Patch Kid, are they chewy?
Yeah.
Okay. But you put it in your mouth, how long does that intense sour flavor last before it goes away?
And 5 seconds.
Really?
Because, yeah, they're just covered in that dust that's the sour part of it, but they're sweet on the inside. So once you bite into it, really, that goes away. Mm-hmm. It just becomes sweet.
And isn't there something that's even more sour than a Sour Patch Kid?
Yeah.
Like those atomic somethings or
Mega Warheads.
Mega Warhead.
Which are really good. Now, I see them on TikTok all the time, like the most sour candy and the sour candy challenge. They're just loaded up with, like, I think it's citric acid, just covered in it. So it just gives you that immediate, like, oh, yeah.
Well, let's get some of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Yeah, here it is.
The world's sours candy.
The 1-Up Sour Challenge by FaZe Rug, which is a gaming person. Extreme sour candy experience. $17.99 for one.
Okay. One piece can?
Yes.
All right. What about the Warheads?
Warheads. Those will give you a good effect. Those are much cheaper. You can get those at the gas station.
Wild. These come with a neutralizer, so it's so bad they have to, mm-hmm. you have to have something to sprinkle on. So
it's like those hot chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that. Just get some warheads, atomic warheads or whatever.
Oh, wait, no. It looks like it's $17.99. It comes with 6 gummies, but you can get a pack of 2 of those 6 for a cheaper price. But it's 6 in the package, it looks like.
Oh, if I'm paying that much for gummies, I better be sleeping on a cloud.
That's right. Better be zooted.
Because it says to pop 3 of them and suck for 30 seconds without making a face.
I bet y'all won't make a face.
Okay. So let's get some of those Warheads.
You want to try? Yeah. You can get those at the gas station.
Well, when you get beer Friday, go and you pick them up.
I'll put
Does
that
you go right card. Across the street here, or is it too expensive?
Yeah. No, I can get
I would
right
think
here.
Beer at that convenience store right there is expensive.
It's like $2 more than going to the grocery store.
But it's worth it then,
huh? Yeah. But they're kind of rude there, so I might.
Really? When did I thought you liked them.
No, I don't. They're pretty unfriendly.
Is that you? I thought they were too friendly, like the lady asking you, how's your day going? What's in your,
I wish.
What are you doing today?
I wish. No.
Why are you buying this?
All this beer.
Yeah. So you love for people to be friendly in stores and all. You just don't want them being in your business, like asking you, what you're going to do with whatever you're buying.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah.
And honestly, that was just a funny story that I like to share. I wasn't really upset, but yeah, it was kind of funny.
Mm. Whereas opposed to Rob, who doesn't want them even grunting in his direction.
Yeah. Not like they were going to talk his head off. Like I just like a level of civility when you're going to purchase something, like even an acknowledgement, hi. Yeah. Would be nice, but you
pleasantries
a little bit. You don't get any of that anymore.
Yeah, I still, and it's not because I'm old. I've always been this way. It still bothers me when I say thank you in a store to a cashier or something, and they don't say thank you back. They say mm-hmm. or you're welcome. That's not how it's supposed to work.
No,
you should have more accent on the you when you return it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Man.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Big Man.
Mr. Nice Man.
Yeah.
I'm overboard nice to people in stores and stuff.
Me too.
Like saying, excuse me, when I know it's their fault. And I always, for some reason, I follow it with, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I always do.
And they always say it's a problem if you're a woman and you do that. You see that all the time. Stop apologizing for things. Yeah. Be confident. It's like, well, guys do that. You never said that to a guy, like, stop apologizing. But I know more guys that do that than women.
Yeah. It's because we're just beaten down by society so much, Riggins, just for existing.
Yeah. That's it.
I say F society.
Yeah.
I'm a man. But, you know, when you are old, when you get to a point where you're old, like I am, I forget that sometimes, and I'm I still treat older people like they are my elders, you know what I mean? Even though they may only be 5 years older than I am. So you got somebody who's 59 or 60, I'm still acting like I'm a kid and they're, you know, somebody's grandpa.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, I still say that. And I'm like, this is like my brother's age.
Yeah.
Because it's the way things should be done.
Or yes, ma'am. I'll say that to older women who are not that much older than I am, especially if, you know, they're cracking that cat of nine tails.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's why it was so shocking to see that video the other day. Kim Kardashian's son flipping off the paparazzi.
Yeah.
And he's young. And she goes, she grabs him by the face. She goes, don't do it again. And then as he's walking by, she's a little bit ahead of him. And he throws it up over his behind his head and does it again. And somehow she knows that he's done it. And she turns around again and kind of grabs him by the chin. She said, I saw that. And I was like, good. You know, your kids should not be doing that.
What kind of media firestorm do you think would happen if she would have whipped his little ass right there?
I think it would. Let me tell you, in front of all these cameras, turn around, grab him up by the arm.
I feel like she definitely wanted to.
I bet that would have won her a lot of fans.
I would have been her fan then.
Sure.
Whip his little ass.
Yeah. And it so reminded me of my dad, like, grabbing us by the face, like, when you're acting up. You're like, oh, no, I really screwed this one up. Man, he did it again.
Stop acting like Kanye.
She, like, takes her belt off and just starts popping him. That'd be nuts.
All right, so we got extra funny continuing the show. If you want to get in on that, be a subscriber to Ace TJ Prime Plus at acetj.com/prime.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.